As the Ebola virus continues to spread, there are growing concerns about how it will impact food security and the agricultural sectors in the affected countries. Vincent Martin is the head of the FAO Resilience and Emergency Hub for West Africa. He joins me now from Dakar, Senegal, to tell us more. Mr. Martin, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
With so much still happening in terms of the treatment and containment of the virus, why is it important to consider food security at this point?
It's very important to consider food security at this point because we have realized that with all the control measures that have been taken in the countries with market restrictions and the impact on trade, but also on agricultural production, there have been major impact on food security for the people living in the most affected areas. So it's very, very serious, and we have to find the measures to avoid this problem to become a major food security crisis.
And what is the mood like on the ground? What concerns are you hearing from those working in the local agricultural sectors?
Well, we are in daily contact with our FAO offices and partners in the most affected countries. And the feedback we get from them is that people are in remote places, in rural areas. They are very, very much affected by this situation, either because they cannot farm, they cannot go and harvest what they have produced during the year, or because people were sick or have abandoned their farms. And even if they can harvest their production, in some occasions, they cannot access to the markets. So it's a whole market chain which has been disrupted, which has a huge impact on the livelihood of the people in these areas.
And FAO's alert mentions that efforts to combat Ebola have been negatively affecting food security in the country. In what ways?
Well, in some places it does. From a public health perspective, it's very important to take very stringent control measures to stop the spread of the disease. But at the same time, it can have indirect impact on food security, on trade, on local marketing, etc. And finally, eventually, it also has a very negative impact on the prices. And we've seen in all of these places that there has been an increase in the price of most of these commodities. And then, of course, the food becomes out of reach of this population, which are already spending quite a large portion of their income to buy food.
So what needs to be done by actors and organizations currently working in the agricultural sectors in the affected countries?
First of all, the organizations working in the agricultural sectors have to join their effort to try to support the organizations which are on the front line to control and combat the disease. I'm thinking of WHO, I'm thinking of UNICEF, who are definitely in the front line and really need to put all their efforts to control the spread of the disease in humans. We come in support of their already very, very active control measures, and we try to make sure that the situation, the food security situation and the agricultural production is not disrupted to a point where it will also affect the possible control of the disease in humans. For example, we are joining our efforts with WFP, the World Food Programme, to make field assessment, impact assessment on the food security and nutrition situation. Based on this kind of assessment, then we can tailor the right measures to take.
Can we be a bit more specific? What activities on the ground has FAO planned in support of the affected populations?
We need to do quick and rapid assessment on the food security situation. That's something which is already going on. It will be done in different phases, on the very, very short term, then on the medium term, and then we'll have a more thorough assessment in the medium to long term on this impact. The second thing is we can help farmers to restore their livelihood. How do we do that? Well, we are going to give them a kind of agricultural toolkit that allows them to be able to face this situation. For example, we are going to provide seeds and tools so that they can plant some crops and they can harvest them quite quickly with short cycle crops. What we can do also is to provide small livestock, chickens, small ruminants, or we can think of fish farming. This is the kind of thing that can be done that already exists in these countries and that we can support very, very precisely in a very targeted way.
You mentioned briefly that time is a bit of a factor. It's something of a challenge for you right now with the upcoming harvest. What other challenges are you facing?
Well, the main challenges we are facing are related to the access to these places. as you can imagine, this is quite a sensitive issue. It creates the sense of fear and anxiety when we talk about Ebola. So we know it's not that easy to mobilize teams to find the right experts in a very short time to get into the field and carry out these activities that we used to do in other kind of situations. Secondly, the restrictions of movement can represent also a barrier to be able to act rapidly. And the last, the last constraint is also access to funds and resources. Not only a lack of human resources we are facing, but also a lack of financial resources. So we need to also mobilize the donor community so that they can fund the programs that FAO and other agencies are putting into place. But we are really joining our efforts. The international community is joining its efforts so that we can respond to this emergency, so that we can have an impact in the field right now.